Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 43rd episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of October 15th. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. October 15th. Aslan says to Lucy, who wanted him to do the same thing as before, "Things never happen the same way twice." From Prince Caspian, Chapter 10, published October 15th, 1951. October 16th. "Safe," said Mr. Beaver. "Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you." From The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Chapter 8. Published October 16th, 1950. October 17th. Screwtape complains. "The real trouble about the set your patient is living in is that it is merely Christian. They all have individual interest, of course, but the bond remains mere Christianity." From The Screwtape Letters, Part 25. Published in The Guardian, October 17th, 1941. Also, Chapter 25, in The Screwtape Letters. October 18th. "Evil comes from the abuse of free will." From The Problem of Pain, Chapter 9. Published October 18th, 1940. October 19th. From at least the age of 6, romantic longing, Sehnsucht, had played an unusually central part in my experience. Such longing is in itself the very reverse of wishful thinking. It is more like thoughtful wishing, but it throws off what may be called systems of imagery. From The Preface to the Reprinted Edition of Dimer, published October 19th, 1950. October 20th. Mrs. Beaver to Susan. "If there's anyone who can appear before Aslan without their knees knocking, they're either braver than most or else just silly." From The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Chapter 8, published October 16th, 1950. October 21st. "You come of the Lord Adam and the Lady Eve," said Aslan, "and that is both honor enough to erect the head of the poorest beggar and shame enough to bow the shoulders of the greatest emperor on earth. Be content." From Prince Caspian, Chapter 15, published October 15th, 1951. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, the misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic where you can submit questions. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes.